Hey guys, it's Hope. I play Ava. If you're enjoying the show, don't forget to rate and review on iTunes. Thanks and enjoy the show.
Seven Lamb Productions presents to you End of All Hope. Season 2, Episode 11, Another Scar.
Sight of Mark as I blindly ran through the corn stalks. The ground was uneven, making it hard for me to run. I looked around for Mark, but I didn't see him. When I reached the barn, I stopped. The clouds slowly moved, revealing a partial moon. Oh no, Mark. I saw flashlights moving through the field. I ran around the barn and tripped over a piece of wood. Shit. I scrambled for the barn and pushed up against the wall. I heard movement heading this way. Were they shooting at Mark? Crap, they were close. A flashlight beam glided over the ground near me. I pulled my feet in closer. I was now scrunched against the wall. I couldn't stay here. They would find me. I listened closely to see if I could pinpoint the footsteps. They were on the other side of the barn. Was it Mark? Or one of them? They stopped. The wood line was about 20 yards away. Could I make it? I looked up at the sky. More clouds were moving in front of the moon, drowning the area in darkness. Now would be my chance. I crawled to the other side of the barn, got up on my feet, and waited. Come on, clouds, a little more. I didn't hear the footsteps anymore. The area was dark. On the count of three. One, two, three. But before I could take a step, someone grabbed me and pulled me to the ground.
Shh.
Mark?
Don't move.
A figure moved past us, the flashlight beam bobbing up and down.
Don't go too far. If it's one of those things, take it out before it calls others.
I looked up at the house. All I could see was a lantern in the second-story window and a dark figure next to it.
They've got eyes up there.
What do we do? Mark didn't have an answer. He surveyed the field. The person with the flashlight closest to us started heading right for the barn.
He's coming this way. Stay low.
Mark crouched. Neither of us had our pieces of wood, but Mark was able to find a rock by our feet. He picked it up and gripped it tightly.
Follow me.
We moved through the field cautiously, sticking to the shadows. The cloud cover helped. The man with the flashlight went to the woodline, gliding his beam over the brush, searching. Mark picked up the pace. He raised the rock and brought it down on the dark figure, hitting him in the head, hard.
No, wait!
Mark lunged at the person, raising the rock again.
Please!
Mark, wait! It was the teenage boy. A gun and a flashlight lay next to him. Mark stood over him, debating about striking.
Damn it, kid. Ava, grab the gun.
Neil, by the barn.
I grabbed the gun. Mark, they're coming this way. Shit.
Get down.
I crouched, letting the cornstalks hide me.
Stop. Don't shoot.
Come on, Ava.
I could see blood running down the kid's face. Mark grabbed my arm and we ran. We were almost to the woods when... Mark tumbled to the ground, pulling me down with him. Mark!
Shit! My leg!
He had been shot.
Got him! Got him!
Come on!
Go, Ava!
No, Mark!
Go!
I'm not leaving you! I tried lifting Mark.
They're coming this way!
I could see a flashlight beam approaching, someone moving quickly through the cornfield.
Ava, go!
But it was too late. The moonlight poked through the slowly gliding clouds to reveal Neil coming towards us. stop. Neil had his gun pointed at us.
Put the gun down, girl.
You put your gun down.
My brother's in the house. He'll put an end to you.
I don't care. Let us go.
We tried to, and you came back.
We wanted our stuff.
Put the gun down.
Just let us go.
If he gets you in his sights, he's going to shoot you before you get a chance to shoot me.
We stared each other down.
You're going to die.
Stop!
I'll shoot.
So will I.
Let us go.
Goodbye, girl.
Ava!
I turned around to see someone running up.
No!
Something hit me in the head hard. My vision became blurry. Then I blacked out. When I woke, my vision was still blurry. I was staring at my lap. My head throbbed.
Ava?
I heard Mark's voice. I lifted my head. I was in a dark and dirty room.
Ava? You okay?
I tried blinking a bunch of times to fix my eyesight. Slowly, things started to piece together. The blurriness subsided and figures began to form. I tried moving my arms, but realized I couldn't. They were stuck behind me.
Relax.
I saw Mark on the other side of the room. He sat against a pipe. Mark?
How are you feeling?
Not good. Next to me, another man sat. He had a gag in his mouth. He wiggled back and forth, startling me. What the hell? I realized this man and I shared a pipe. We were tied to it. I could feel his hands tied above mine, but we weren't just tied. We were chained. Mark, where are we?
Their basement.
Tucker and Dale's?
Yeah.
Actually, it's Adam and Neil.
The pig-nosed man made his way downstairs.
Nice to see you're finally awake. Sun's almost up.
And that means what?
Nothing for you two. How's the leg?
How do you think?
We tried to give you a chance. It's not our fault you came back this way.
You took our stuff.
And now look what happened. You're lucky Neil didn't kill you. He said he was about to pull the trigger. Shut up, you.
He kicked the gagged man.
If you guys want to be mad at someone, be mad at him. He's the one who took away our livelihood. Him and them other military brats.
Again, that's not our fault.
You know, we weren't sure what to do with this guy. Now we got two more thieves. What to do? What to do?
You could let us go.
We already tried doing that. That's the last time I listened to Neil. No, letting you go doesn't work. We'll figure something out.
He walked over to Mark and looked at his bloody leg.
Angie thinks I should let Melissa look at your leg. She wants to become a nurse, you know. Or should I say wanted to become one? I think school is canceled nowadays. Hey, just be happy I hit you where I did. I'm usually a better shot.
He walked over to me. He grabbed my chin and pulled up. I tried pulling away, but he grabbed tightly. He examined my head.
And you, my son, had a number on you. You know, maybe I will let Melissa look at you too. At least until Neil and I can figure out what to do with you. Yeah, that's what I'll do.
He headed for the stairs.
Hey, Can we get some water?
Nah, not right now. But I'll get Melissa. Because I'm feeling generous, I'll even leave the light on.
He headed upstairs, out of sight.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, buddy. Can't understand you.
Mark, what happened?
I should have killed that kid when I had the chance. Should have smashed his head with a rock.
He was just a kid.
Just a kid, Ava? He hit you.
You've been awake this whole time?
Couldn't sleep. Not with this pain in my leg.
I'm sorry.
For what?
For your leg.
You didn't shoot me. Can't believe 2 weeks of this shit and I've already been shot twice.
Another scar.
Trust me, I won't be forgetting this one.
Has he been like this the whole time?
Gagged? Yeah.
What do you think they're gonna do with us?
I don't know, Ava.
I looked over at the gagged man. He was short, with a shaved head and stubble on his chin. Have you tried talking to him?
Sure, but it's kind of a one-sided conversation.
Hey, hey! The man looked over to me. You're in the military? He nodded. You were burning everything down over here? He nodded again. I wanted to know why, but why was not a question I could ask right now. Simple yes or no questions would have to suffice. Was there a reason you were doing that? He nodded fervently.
Ava, what are you doing?
There was danger? The man looked to the floor. You know you burned their home, so they stole from us. He nodded slowly. Are you scared? He looked me in the eyes. A tear slid down his face.
You know what? I told you I was feeling generous. I'm not a bad guy. Here's some water. Care for a sip?
Adam put a jug of water in front of me. I nodded slowly. He poured some into my mouth. Maybe we had a chance. He was being surprisingly nice. He went over to Mark and knelt down.
What about you?
Mark nodded.
Actually, maybe you don't deserve any. You did hit my son with a rock.
Adam stood menacingly.
Melissa had to give him stitches. Should have seen him cry out in pain.
Adam stepped on Mark's hurt leg.
Deal with the pain, I told him. Yeah, like that.
Stop!
Grit your teeth and bear it. Does that hurt?
God!
Mark tried to free his leg, but couldn't. It was pinned under Adam's boot. Please, stop! Adam poured some water on Mark's head, then put the cap back on.
God!
I'm so fucking sick of people coming on our land. Maybe I'm not feeling as generous as I thought.
He clicked off the light. I couldn't see anything, but I could hear him going up the stairs.
Enjoy the darkness.
End of All Hope. Written and edited by Robert M. Lamb. Starring Hope Ennis as Ava, Nick Engelhard as Mark. Co-starring Lucas Webley, Chris Davis, and Brian Messick. Music provided by Eldritch T'Challa at ReverbNation.com/NemesisBlack, Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com, and Dylan Mixer at DMixMusic.com. If you enjoyed this podcast, don't forget to rate and review. Visit www.7lam.com for more podcasts such as this one. This has been a Seven Lamb production.